It was sometime in the late 1960s when Jazz Fest producer Quint Davis first met Big Chief Monk Boudreau at a neighborhood bar.
He came to one of our practices, and when he heard us singing, you know, he said, man, he said, don't nobody do this nowhere in the world, you know. He said, how would you guys like to record?
Monk Boudreau is Big Chief of the Golden Eagles. He took Davis up on his offer and formed a Mardi Gras Indian singing group. They recorded their single, Honda Wanda, in 1970, the same year they performed at the first ever Jazz and Heritage Festival in Congo Square.
So the first Jazz Fest was down at the auditorium on Rampart Street. So they didn't have too many people there, so we got dressed, put our suits on, and went through the French Quarter singing, and all the people followed us back to the festival.
Today, lots of fans come to the Jazz Fest and discover the Mardi Gras Indians. But back then, fans only discovered the festival because the Indians led them there. Now, Monk Boudreau coordinates all the Mardi Gras Indian tribes at the Jazz Fest. They sing and drum on stage, but also wind their way through the festival grounds, replicating the chants and dances from the streets. Social aid and pleasure clubs do the same thing. Each day of Jazz Fest, they recreate the second line parades that are typically reserved for Sunday afternoons. Norman Dixon Jr. is the president of the Young Men Olympians, and he organizes all the second liners. He inherited the job from his father, Norman Dixon Sr.
My dad always used to tell me about when he first met Quint Davis. Quint invited him over to his house, and he expected to go over to this big old mansion. And he told me he got in there, have a liquor furniture. They sat down and they discussed the whole vision that Quint had, sitting on the floor, laughing and joking, though.
That was in 1972. Dixon says that in the early years, the clubs and the Indians would line up across from the racetrack and parade around its exterior and into the fairgrounds. He says it wasn't until 2000 when the festival decided that Indians and second lines deserved to be showcased just like all the other performers, and the Jazz and Heritage stage was born. Chief Monk Boudreau says that Jazz Fest has always been a job.
You go to Jazz Fest, you get paid. And it helps me like to work on my suit to buy the stuff that I need. Because, you know, these beads and stones is going up, everything go up sky high, you know. And like, it helps a lot of Indians, because a lot of them tell me if it don't be for Jazz Fest, they can't mass, you know. And that's a big thing.
About 30 social aid and pleasure clubs and 30 Mardi Gras Indian tribes perform each year. Each group earns $2,500, and most have at least 25 people. So instead of paying everyone a little bit, most clubs use the money for things like parade permits and band fees. The festival can also lead to other projects. Monk Boudreau just got back from Kingston, Jamaica, where he did an album with the Wild Magnolias. He says it's not uncommon for record labels and producers to discover him at Jazz Fest.
People have festivals all over the world, and they come out and they see something. Oh, we never had these guys before. We got to check into this.
Of course, seeing Mardi Gras Indians or a second line at Jazz Fest is a different experience than catching them in the streets. But Norman Dixon says Jazz Fest can give fans just enough of a taste to make them come back for the real thing.
We have people who come from Europe for the annual parade of the Young Men Olympians. I know people come from out of town all the time to see the Lady Buck Jumpers who parade the weekend of Thanksgiving.
One such fan is Martin Mosbacher of New York City. He and his wife have been coming to Jazz Fest for 11 years. The Jazz and Heritage stage is their favorite.
This is the first stage we go to every year. We sit up some chairs here. We listen to the Mardi Gras Indians. We listen to the brass bands when they come up. We think this is the most New Orleans it gets at the entire festival.
Norman Dixon agrees. In the 23 years he's coordinated second lines at Jazz Fest, he's never gone to see a national act.
Since being at the Jazz Fest, I have never, ever went to another stage to watch anybody perform, you know, because they're national acts. They're going to be back. I'll catch them in the Superdome. But out here, you know, I get a chance to share with friends that I don't get to see all the time, you know, that I grew up with, been knowing all my life. So I just stay here.
You can catch the Indians and the second lines today and all weekend at the fairgrounds. For WWNO, I'm Nina Feldman.